これから2019年度第1回国連英検 D 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、短い英文1から10を聞いて、その応答として最も適切なものをそれぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number one.
Could you do me a favor? Could you do me a favor?
Number two. Will you lend me something to write with? Will you lend me something to write with?Number three.
When would you be available, Professor Jones? When would you be available, Professor Jones?
Number four. How would you like your steak? How would you like your steak?Number five.
Excuse me, would you tell me the way to the library? Excuse me, would you tell me the way to the library?
Number six. Sorry to interrupt. I'd like a word with you. It's urgent.Sorry to interrupt. I'd like a word with you. It's urgent. Number seven.
Hi, Tom. What's up? Hi, Tom. What's up?
Number eight. I was made to work straight through lunch.I was made to work straight through lunch. Number nine.
Have you read the book I lent you the other day? Have you read the book I lent you the other day?
Number ten. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long.I'm sorry to have kept you waiting so long.
Two. 対話11から20を聞いて、その最後の文に対する応答として最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number 11.
Is that your teacher?
No, that's our school nurse.
Oh, so which one is your teacher? Is that your teacher?
No, that's our school nurse.
Oh, so which one is your teacher?
Number 12.
Happy birthday to you.
What's this?
It's a present. Go ahead, open it. Happy birthday to you.
What's this?
It's a present. Go ahead, open it.
Number 13.
Could you put me through to Mr. Brown, please?
Sorry, we don't have a man by that name here.
Oh, really? Sorry, I must have got the wrong number. Could you put me through to Mr. Brown, please?
Sorry, we don't have a man by that name here.
Oh, really? Sorry, I must have got the wrong number.
Number 14.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Well, I went to France several years ago.
What was it like? Have you ever been to Europe?
Well, I went to France several years ago.
What was it like?
Number 15.
Stop daydreaming. Are you with me?
What do you mean?
Are you listening to me? Stop daydreaming. Are you with me?
What do you mean?
Are you listening to me?
Number 16.
This'll be the first time for me to try skating.
Don't worry. You'll soon get used to it.
But it looks so difficult. This'll be the first time for me to try skating.
Don't worry. You'll soon get used to it.
But it looks so difficult.
Number 17.
I'm afraid I was not much help.
Oh, but you were.
It's very kind of you to say so. I'm afraid I was not much help.
Oh, but you were.
It's very kind of you to say so.
Number 18.
What happened to your thumb?
I hit it with a hammer.
You hit it? What were you doing? What happened to your thumb?
I hit it with a hammer.
You hit it? What were you doing?
Number 19.
I wish my job were interesting.
Aren't you interested in your job?
No, I'm tired of the routine work. I wish my job were interesting.
Aren't you interested in your job?
No, I'm tired of the routine work.
Number 20.
What are you doing after school tomorrow?
I've arranged to go bowling with Kathy.
Sounds like fun. Is it okay if I come along? What are you doing after school tomorrow?
I've arranged to go bowling with Kathy.
Sounds like fun. Is it okay if I come along?
(3) 対話21から30を聞いて、その質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Number 21.
Turn off the TV, Tom, and go to bed now.
Can't I just finish watching this program?
When will you finish it?
It'll be over in 10 minutes. Question. When will Tom finish watching TV?
Turn off the TV, Tom, and go to bed now.
Can't I just finish watching this program?
When will you finish it?
It'll be over in 10 minutes. Question. When will Tom finish watching TV? Number 22.
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's inside? They are so heavy.
Just what we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Question. What are they doing tomorrow?
Would you help me for a minute, please?
Of course. What do you want me to do?
Could you hold these packages while I look for the key to the door?
I'd be glad to. What's inside? They are so heavy.
Just what we need for the picnic tomorrow.
Question. What are they doing tomorrow? Number 23.Oh, no. I forgot to return my library book.
Relax. The library's open till 9 tonight.
But I was supposed to return it by yesterday.
Oh, in that case, it's overdue. But better late than never.
Question. What does the woman suggest? Oh, no.I forgot to return my library book.
Relax. The library's open till 9 tonight.
But I was supposed to return it by yesterday.
Oh, in that case, it's overdue. But better late than never.
Question. What does the woman suggest? Number 24.
What do you want to do this evening?
Oh, nothing. I don't feel like going anywhere.
Neither do I. Let's just stay home. I can make sushi for dinner.
Great. Sushi's my favorite. Question. What are they going to do this evening?
What do you want to do this evening?
Oh, nothing. I don't feel like going anywhere.
Neither do I. Let's just stay home. I can make sushi for dinner.
Great. Sushi's my favorite. Question. What are they going to do this evening? Number 25. The doctor says I'll have to go on a diet. I'm getting fat.
Some exercise is what you need.
You said it. The point is, how can I take time out for it?
Go ahead and try to find time.
Question. What seems to be the problem with the man? The doctor says I'll have to go on a diet. I'm getting fat.
Some exercise is what you need.
You said it.The point is, how can I take time out for it?
Go ahead and try to find time.
Question. What seems to be the problem with the man? Number 26. May I see your driver's license, please?
Yes, sir. Anything wrong?
You were going more than 80 kilometers an hour.
Was I? I'm sorry.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? May I see your driver's license, please?
Yes, sir. Anything wrong?
You were going more than 80 kilometers an hour.
Was I? I'm sorry.
Question.Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Number 27. Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest bus stop is?
Sure, it's just around the next corner.
How often do the buses come?
Sorry, I really don't know the bus schedule.
Question.What is the man most likely going to do? Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest bus stop is?
Sure, it's just around the next corner.
How often do the buses come?
Sorry, I really don't know the bus schedule.
Question. What is the man most likely going to do? Number 28. I was born and grew up in a small town near the sea.
That must have been boring.
It wasn't at all. You can't imagine the fun I had.
Really? Tell me more about your childhood.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? I was born and grew up in a small town near the sea.
That must have been boring.
It wasn't at all. You can't imagine the fun I had.
Really? Tell me more about your childhood.
Question. Which of the following statements is true? Number 29.
What's wrong with you? You look so sleepy.
I am. I was wide awake all night because of a bad dream.
What was it?
I was running through a strange city, being chased by a tiger. Question. Why didn't the man sleep well last night?
What's wrong with you? You look so sleepy.
I am. I was wide awake all night because of a bad dream.
What was it?
I was running through a strange city, being chased by a tiger. Question. Why didn't the man sleep well last night? Number 30. Hi, Kate. I'm surprised to see you here. Don't you work tonight?
I do. In fact, I'm leaving in a minute.
Okay. Say, will you be at Mark's party this weekend?
I won't, unfortunately. I have to work Saturday night.
Question. What is Kate supposed to do this weekend? Hi, Kate. I'm surprised to see you here. Don't you work tonight?
I do. In fact, I'm leaving in a minute.
Okay. Say, will you be at Mark's party this weekend?
I won't, unfortunately. I have to work Saturday night.
Question. What is Kate supposed to do this weekend?
A, B, C を聞きなさい。英文は2回読まれます。A、次のある出来事について述べた文を聞いて、31から33の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen.Nearly a week passed before the boy was able to explain what had happened to him. One afternoon, he set out from the coast in a small boat and was caught in a storm. Towards evening, the boat struck a rock and the boy jumped into the sea. Then he swam to the shore after spending the whole night in the water. During that night, he covered a distance of 8 miles. Early next morning,He saw a light ahead. He knew he was near the shore because the light was high up on the cliffs. On arriving at the shore, the boy struggled up the cliff towards the light he had seen. That was all he remembered. When he woke up a day later, he found himself in hospital. Listen again. Nearly a week passed before the boy was able to explain what had happened to him. One afternoon, he set out from the coast in a small boat and was caught in a storm. Towards evening, the boat struck a rock and the boy jumped into the sea. Then he swam to the shore after spending the whole night in the water. During that night, he covered a distance of 8 miles. Early next morning, he saw a light ahead. He knew he was near the shore because the light was high up on the cliffs. On arriving at the shore, the boy struggled up the cliff towards the light he had seen. That was all he remembered. When he woke up a day later, he found himself in hospital.
B 次のある出来事について述べた文を聞いて、34から36の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen.
John had a new car, but it was in the garage for repairs, so he borrowed his wife's old car one evening.He found that it didn't have much gas in the tank, so he drove to a service station and filled it up. But then the car wouldn't start. He thought there was probably something loose in the battery, so he took a small wrench out of his pocket and hit the battery with it. The car started at once. Then John saw that one of the lights was not working either. There's something loose there too, he thought. He hit it on the side with his wrench, and it lit up right away.The garage man was watching, and then he ran over to John and said,
If you ever want to sell your car, I don't want it, but I'd be happy to make you an offer for that wrench.
Listen again.
John had a new car, but it was in the garage for repairs, so he borrowed his wife's old car one evening. He found that it didn't have much gas in the tank, so he drove to a service station and filled it up. But then the car wouldn't start. He thought there was probably something loose in the battery, so he took a small wrench out of his pocket and hit the battery with it. The car started at once.Then John saw that one of the lights was not working either. There's something loose there too, he thought. He hit it on the side with his wrench, and it lit up right away. The garage man was watching, and then he ran over to John and said,
If you ever want to sell your car, I don't want it, but I'd be happy to make you an offer for that wrench.
C 次のある出来事について述べた文を聞いて、37から40の質問の答えとして最も適切なものを、それぞれ A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。
Listen. Mr. Johnson had never been up in an airplane before, and he had read a lot about air accidents.So one day, when a friend offered to take him for a ride in his small plane, Mr. Johnson was worried about accepting. Finally, however, his friend persuaded him that it was very safe, and Mr. Johnson boarded the plane. His friend started the engine and began to move slowly along the ground of the airport. Mr. Johnson had heard that the most dangerous parts of a flight were the takeoff and the landing. So he was extremely frightened and closed his eyes. After a minute or two, he opened his eyes again, looked out of the window of the plane, and said to his friend, "Look at those people down there. They look as small as ants, don't they?" Then his friend answered, "Those are ants. We're still on the ground."Listen again. Mr. Johnson had never been up in an airplane before, and he had read a lot about air accidents. So one day, when a friend offered to take him for a ride in his small plane, Mr. Johnson was worried about accepting. Finally, however, his friend persuaded him that it was very safe, and Mr. Johnson boarded the plane. His friend started the engine and began to move slowly along the ground of the airport. Mr. Johnson had heard that the most dangerous parts of a flight were the takeoff and the landing, so he was extremely frightened and closed his eyes. After a minute or two, he opened his eyes again, looked out of the window of the plane, and said to his friend, "Look at those people down there. They look as small as ants, don't they?" Then his friend answered, "Those are ants. We're still on the ground."